This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan, and Venus.
This is Mad Wednesday. It's a special Europe Eurovision edition of Mad Wednesday. You've got Dean, you've got Venus, and you've got Dylan, and we've got a special guest who, Dean, who is it?
Oh, yes, we do. And I've got to say, my nonna is very excited because we are joined in the studio by Patrizio Bione.
Wow.
Oh, I was close. Wow.
Ciao, belli. How are you?
I'm very, very good. I'm not joking when I say I have had my aunties throwing your CDs at me for years.
Yeah.
Going, you should sing songs like this. You should be singing songs like this and every single time. And I mean, I've actually been listening to music for quite a while.
Well, listen, first of all, if Nonna is listening, thank you so much, Nonna.
She's going to love that.
That's an honor and it's a pleasure. Nonna, it's an honor. listen, but is there at the end something that you might like, that you like? You like my music?
Or
they throw it at you and you throw it back?
No, I don't throw it back at all. It's a very different, you've got a very different style of music to a lot of the music we normally play here at Joy, you know.
Yes.
It's something a little bit different, which I love, and they love listening to it as well. Especially, I think it's my family's little secret way of trying to encourage me to speak Italian better, because I speak terrible Italian.
Okay. It is definitely the way to get enthusiastic to learn the language more, because you want to know what the words all mean. And it's a very nostalgic and romantic language. But it's easy. You can learn Italian easy. You should find yourself an Italian partner.
Oh, yeah. From your
Don't
lips,
look at me. I'm leaving today.
Just any partner, really.
I know, yeah. I mean, it's not going well. But, you know, every single week I just advertise and let everyone know I'm single and I've got to work at it. But at least if I did have an Italian partner, then I would be forced to learn. But when I'm in Italy, I have no problem with the language.
Well, here we go.
It's completely fine. But when I'm not, if you're about to speak Italian to me, it's not going to go well.
No, imagine you were in Italy.
All right.
Have a conversation.
Dimmi, parla in italiano. Dimmi una cosa bella, dai.
No, see, I'm not. It's in my brain. It's just not even working.
Okay.
But enough about that, because we're here to talk about you've launched a new CD.
Yes, it's out now. The beast is out. The beast is released. It's called Italianissimo. Now, what does it mean? Italianissimo is basically, it couldn't get more Italian than it is, you know. I've been all my the whole career that I come to Australia always very Italian, but this album is very, very, very Italian. This is the icing on the cake. Why? You know, I recorded all the beautiful standards that the Italian, your nonna knows and everybody knows. And
she's
that,
made me listen to it over and over again.
Yeah, so it's three generations that come to my concert. But now the last album is pretty much the songs that I was raised on. For example, Ti Amo. Mm. I Love You, Ti Amo by Umberto Tozzi that Laura Brannigan recorded. And I recorded it half English, half Italian, for example.
I did love when I was listening to that. I just thought that was absolutely awesome.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you very much. So we've got some of those songs on it, pretty much the songs from the 80s and the 70s. So we don't go back that far to Nonna's time. And I'm very proud that we wrote some new songs. There are two songs that I have written. One is called Brand New Word for Sexy.
Ooh.
I think that would do very well for you guys because you guys are a brand new word for sexy in many, many, many ways. You know, there are a lot of people out there who still don't understand certain lifestyles, and I think this is the brand new word of sexy. One side, then there's another song called Only Your Love Takes Me Home, another beautiful song that I dedicated to, believe it or not, the city of Naples.
Oh.
It's not dedicated to a person.
It's dedicated to a city.
It's to my city, Naples. I was born in Vienna, in Austria, but I'm originally from Napoli.
Did you write it in Naples?
I wrote it. I co-wrote it with somebody. I don't want to take the credit alone. I wish I could take the credit alone for myself. It's a stunning song. And the video clip was filmed in Napoli. If you go on YouTube, you go, Only Your Love Takes Me Home. Not only All Love. Only not Olaf, that Olaf from Frozen, the snowman.
Not the snowman.
Olaf,
yeah, yeah.
Only
I
Your
still
Love.
I haven't seen Frozen yet.
No?
No.
Get away.
I know. I'm doing it all really badly. So what, I mean, was it exciting to be able to add those tracks in? And what's the response been like to your original works?
It is always I'm always scared when I have a new album because you never know about how the reaction is. But it was and is amazing. Without any promotion, it already charted number 3 in the charts.
Wow.
It's in the crossover charts, of course.
Tue.
Oh my God, that is not.
It's uno, due, tue.
Uno, due, tre.
He's saying tue. Tre.
Tre.
Tre. Tre. Tre. Not T-W-E.
That's okay.
We're getting bilingual with Dylan.
Yeah, it's our Eurovision special. We have to talk like we're in Europe.
And then now with the promotion, it's doing very well. And it's, but you see, I don't look at this as a promotional work to promote, to sell, to purchase, to make. Listen, my music is available to stream. You can go on Spotify. You can listen to it. It's free on there. And I want to see all your my concerts in end of October, beginning of November.
Talking yeah, that's about right, concerts. Because you're coming here, aren't you?
What's yes. Italian for six?
Say.
Say. It's your Say concert tour in Australia.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God. I'm like, I mean. It's yeah okay.
I was gonna try. It's gonna be difficult.
Dylan and languages. That's right, because you're promoting the album now.
Yes,
and then you're coming back.
Yes, that's the fun bit of it. I mean, I like doing interviews and be on TV. Did the morning shows here and there, and all the interviews. This is also fun, but really fun is to be on stage and perform with the guys and see the audience going crazy. And you see, it starts somewhere with the nonna and the grandmas that come to my concert. But then you have got the daughters, you've got the sons, you've got the grandkids.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not joking when I turn around and say that was my introduction to you. You're like mm-hmm. all of them saying you've got to listen to this, uh-huh. you've got to sing this. This mm-hmm. is great, and us all singing it together. So this is why for me, I mean, it's actually going to blow their minds that I'm sitting here.
And it's fun, you know. It's everybody's just. It's coming together amazing. It's a very family event. It's like going out to a restaurant with the family. And in Melbourne, I will be on the 1st of November.
Yes.
At the Hamer Hall Arts Centre on the 1st of November. Is this, are you also, this show goes out to Sydney?
It's going Australia. Well, we're podcasting it everywhere. So we're okay. letting everyone know every single place.
Going to Brisbane,
place.
Perth, Adelaide and Sydney.
That's right.
But isn't, I mean, I love the idea that you say it's like, you know, you're singing along, like you're in a restaurant, yeah. but you're doing a big concert. So it must be wonderful to be able to sing these songs and perform mm-hmm. them in this way and to be able to create that kind of a feeling for the crowd.
For me, it is all about the atmosphere, because people will not remember what they heard or what they saw. It's how you made them feel. And I want to create the momentum that people will remember. And it's been 13 years that I come to this country. And
11 years that Dean's been single.
11 years.
I think we're at 12 now, unfortunately. 12.
That's okay. It's okay. It will happen. It will happen.
Bring someone over next time. Bring someone over for the tour.
My musicians are really cute, guys. You might like them.
Okay. Well, I mean, they're musicians, so that's already a tick as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, and you can travel with them around the world.
Well, there you go. See, yeah. This sounds like win-win.
So you never know.
You never know.
Never know. I am just happy to see people clapping, dancing, having fun, and participating. I mean, yes, I have a really big band.
Okay, big band.
Yes, I know. I have a huge band, very talented, and I'm big down under, and it's a really good show.
Talking about being big down under, what is Italian for 10 million albums?
10 milioni. Di dischi.
Oh, hello. That sounds very exciting. And over 500,000 in Australia alone. We must love you.
We do
love you. Well, I'm just looking at the stats. You know when you read a press release and you go, that's true.
If you wouldn't love me, would I come and see you here?
Oh,
exactly. We love you.
We have an affair, but well, don't tell anybody. Shh. We're having Joy 94.9.
It's a very serious interview at Joy. We have someone over in Europe at the moment covering one of the biggest events in Europe, probably ever, yeah. Eurovision 2018.
Yes. Yes.
Who are you tipping to win? Who are you tipping to win?
Conchita Wurst.
So what's your take on Eurovision? Do you enjoy it?
I do enjoy it. I think, you see, I'm an entertainer, and for me it's all about entertainment. It's a show business. It's not about just singing a song and performing it right, singing it beautifully and just leave the stage. It's about, you know, making people remember it. So at the moment, I don't know all the participants, which songs. Australia is one of the biggest the biggest fans of Eurovision.
We love it. We're
so
huge fans.
Yes, so you all know already which song's going to pop. I have no idea till I'm going to watch it that night. I really don't know. You know, I was born in Vienna in Austria, and we have a really nice song. Austria is a really nice song. So watch out for the Austrian boy. and not just watch him out, but listen to the song. It's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song, yeah.
Oh, well, we are so grateful that you could just fly on in, come by and chat with us today.
Tickets went on sale yesterday. Yeah, so if you haven't got on board yet, what are you doing?
For the Eurovision or where?
No, for your concert.
So you are doing a tour later in the year, not right now. So you're going to be back here in October and November.
Yeah.
Traveling around Australia, performing your Italianissimo.
Why don't you say it, Patrice?
Italianissimo.
Yeah.
Patrizio. Think of Tizio.
Well.
So you're going to be doing your Italianissimo tour in October and November, and tickets are already on sale. So you should head to Ticketek and get your tickets for them. And you know what? Why wait even in regard to that? Because you don't have to wait till you're here in October or November. You can hear your new album right now. I'm getting it wrong again. How's it said?
Say just Italia.
Italia.
And then Nissimo.
Italianissimo.
Yeah.
There you go. Because it's out right now. You can get it, put it on your iTunes or in your headphones, buy the CD, or listen to it yourself. Mother's Day is just around the corner as well, so I think I've got Nonna's present covered.
It's not just the Mother's Day
But it's
record.
Not just. I'm saying,
Ti Amo is on it, Ciao Bambina, Brand New Word for Sexy. It's a very, very Italian a record, and it's not one of those boring records. It's a very, very cute album that everybody should have in the collection if you like Italian music. If not, forget about it.
Very Fonzie.
Very cool.
I say there's a brand new word for sexy, and it's Patrizio. Thank you very much for joining us on Mad Wednesday.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Big hug.
You listen to Joy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.